The sci-fi thriller Avatar was the number one box office hit in 2010.
You're on Pandora. We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Filmmaker James Cameron figured its 3D format would make his movie pirate-proof. He was wrong. With more than 16 million illegal downloads, Avatar was also the number one pirated video of the year. While he didn't set out to combat video crime, Tel Aviv University researcher Alex Bronstein has been working on a solution. His technique mimics the technology used to map the human genome to detect pirated video clips.
The idea is, of course, to represent videos as sequences of some letters over a visual alphabet and then find common subsequences in different genetic sequences.
Here's how it works. An invisible grid would be applied over the produced video or film, turning the footage into a series of numbers or its unique genetic code. The technique is called video matching. Once a film has been sequenced, producers and copyright holders can scan the internet for suspected illegal downloads. Bronstein says the technique is effective even when features like color and resolution have been altered, commercials added, or scenes edited out.
Like, for example, we can record your video with a camcorder of a cinema screen, and still the resulting genetic code of the recorded sequence will be very similar to what the original video contained.
Inspecting large databases for illegal videos produced in multiple formats is time-consuming and labor-intensive. Bronstein says video matching can automate the process with greater accuracy.
Here we allow it to do it at a much finer grain in a much more robust way.
That means illegal sites can be quickly identified and shut down. Bronstein and his team have begun to commercialize the technology with a video indexing service.
Which you can, for example, upload your video clip, ask this service to index it, basically, to compute the video genome out of it. And then once you have it, basically any other video that you send to this service can be identified as one of the videos already existing in the database.
Using video matching could help Avatar director James Cameron ensure his next blockbuster will not top the list of most pirated films. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.